We are live. Hey, everybody, while I burp, this is Ken's Increase, and we are here yet once again on a Saturday night with Pokey Talk. And we are joined by two fabulous, wonderful people, if they want to introduce themselves.
Who's going first?
I'll go. You guys remember me from last week. I was the special guest, and I'm probably going to make them the regular part of the show. I am FEFan88, Twitter at FEFan88.
Hence, if you're watching this on YouTube or our Twitch, just look on the image. You'll see at FEFan88.
Woo! All right.
And your amazing Furnape is your favorite one right now, you think?
Well, he kind of fits the theme. He's like, how about this? My Infernape, I realized, doesn't have great IVs, doesn't have, you know, really good ones. I'm so attached to this thing that, like, I'm not going to make another one until I can get an Iron Fist Chimchar.
Uh-huh.
That Infernape I'm using right now is not going to change.
Okay.
I'm too stubborn.
And then our Mr. Man himself with the cloister of all cloisters.
Yeah, Steelzy. What's up, guys? Yeah, I have to say, like, what you were just saying there about the Infernape, I feel the exact same way about my cloister. I mean, one, like, any half-decent special attack can just knock it out of the water instantly. But it's just there's something about it that I'm just so attached to that I just cannot give it up.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel about my Dragonite. Anyway, it's still broke as all hell.
But, okay, so what's the first topic for today?
We doing the tournament first, or are we doing that other
special? I was saying, do you want to do what we did this week first?
Or? Yeah, I guess we'll start with that, and I'll let Steely go, because I think
I'm going to be honest, I really pretty much did nothing this week.
You tried to trade me stuff.
Yeah, I tried. That wasn't really working. We were trying to set up one of those metronome battles,
what we decided to do is we were going to state flat out, these are level 100, they're hacked, they know 4 metronomes, max PP.
Yeah.
We just wanted to see what it happens.
Yeah, I had, set up, yeah, they all had metronome, they all had, full EVs in attack and special attack. So, like, all of their attacks were going to be max, no matter what they were. And then, yeah, they were all the same stats other than that, and just see what happens. Luck of the draw wins.
And then, you know, internet failed us for the last time.
Yeah, kind of didn't want to connect for some strange reason.
If you can, do you still have my extra muck I traded you?
I think so.
Okay, because I need it.
I deleted it.
Okay, I need to get him back.
Okay.
Because, yeah, you know why. Manny, or FEFan? Manny, FEFan, whatever.
You call me FEFan, but my real name is actually Manny. But what I did this week, I told you guys about that Scyther.
Mm-hmm.
And that Scyther is awesome. Because, like, unless you hit him with a stab super effective attack, you're not going to kill him one hit. Like, the Eviolite like, keeps him alive. So I'm just, like, Aerial Ace, and I get 60 Technician, another 30 power on it. Then I get stab. So, like, an Aerial Ace does quite a bit of damage.
So, I forgot to share this.
What?
The stream.
Oh. And he also has, what's that? He knows quick attack of a decent priority move, not the best. I mean, it's a Scyther. He's not supposed to be
amazing, but he is.
But this one is pretty amazing. But there's, I mean, all right, I've done so much. I've EV trained 5 or 6 Pokemon, I think. But there's one Pokemon I EV trained that I'm really proud of. And on first egg, I got a 31 IV in speed, 31 in attack, 25 in both defenses, and 28 in HP. Is a jolly Scolipede.
That's crazy.
Scolipede?
Scolipede is got, I think, a 112 or 113 base speed. It can outrun Gengar.
It's so fucking annoying. I'm trying to verse that guy. Especially with Venoshock, and he just butt rapes me every single time.
Mine is...
Ooh, we just had somebody else join. I'm so happy. What's going on?
Oh, that's great.
They're not logged in, though.
For my Scolipede is 252 in speed, 252 in attack, and 4 in HP. He is, obviously, super max speed and max attack. And he knows Mega Horn, Aqua Tail, Rock Slide, and Earthquake. But I'm thinking of taking out Earthquake for superpower. I'm not sure. But it's also voice banded. and since not many things can regularly outspeed it, it's just one-shotting things like nobody's business.
That's crazy.
Megahorn deals an unbelievable amount of damage. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's why I like my Hercules. I will admit that.
One more thing I'll get to, you know, I'll cover more, but I don't want to take up too much of the time.
Hey, take up as much time as you want.
Okay, let's see. Today I beat all 17 type expert tournaments.
I'm going to applaud you on that one.
So I have every single tournament beaten, and I got medal, and I was like, woo, one medal for 17 tournaments. Oh, boy, and I had to, I mean, I EV trained so many Pokemon. I have a Mo Rotom that I EV trained. I have a Chandelure. I have a Caracosta. I mean, and I even, as a something I got two medals off of, I beat the Elite Four with only using my Zorark, which was a lot harder. Because, a lot harder than you would think. Just because, like, when I was against the fighting guy, his Sonic has 30. I had to restart, like, 20 times just so I can get a flinch on his Sonic because his Sonic has 30.
Oh, my goodness.
So when I got the flinch, I was like, yes, I'm finally going to advance because I didn't want to, like, if I was at it for an hour, I would have lost on purpose, but I didn't want to take a whiteout, lose half my money, and lose 500,000.
Yeah.
I didn't want that at all. Because that's money I use for, you know, vitamins and crap, and especially how money is actually pretty valuable in this game.
Yes, it is.
So, I think that's all I can remember right now that I've done.
Well, I can say I did the Forever Alone thing again. Most of the week I played double battles in the multi-train room with both my 3DSs. And I babysat a kid and let him play one round with me and made me lose my win streak that I was working on all week. Which got me mad, but it's all cool. And, well, yeah, that's, and then, you know, waiting on Steelzy to have his DS not mess up on us, or his internet.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's pretty much what happened. What we will do as soon as we can get that metronome battle going is, you know, post it on Steelzy channel, and I will, if he lets me, I will post it on mine as well.
Hell yeah.
And we might even have FeeFan in here talking with us while we do it. And he won't know what's going on except what we tell him. So it's going to be pretty funny.
Well, the way I did it, I mean, I think I've explained it last show, was, you know, we only had three. Me and a friend only had three of them. They were level 45, randomly caught. It was a triple battle, and we just deleted every move. When we had one move, it was one metronome at 10, but we had the Wonder Launcher on.
Yeah.
So we could use it to give him an ether and restore it. So, I mean...
Yeah.
But it was fun, you know. I got two fusion bolts in a row. I got some crazy moves.
I still want to know what that move was. I told you that got used earlier today, which I have no idea what it was called because I was looking at my damn computer. That it was just like, my Fable is not supposed to take damage when he hurts himself or she hurts himself.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, the way Magic Art worked is, direct attacks are the only thing that can hit it. But if there's certain moves that if they must hurt themselves or they must get hurt, they have to get hurt.
Okay.
There's some moves like Destiny Bond, you have to die.
So yeah, it used that on people last. No, it was later. No, it was this week. They used it on, and it. I'm not gonna lie, it was funny.
So, awesome.
So, anyway, let me go to Sarah Ray and pull up the next tournament, because I forgot to do that in the beginning. I feel bad now.
Isn't that... I know what next tournament is, though. Well, we're going in order, right?
Yeah.
We're going in order. My favorite region, the Johto region!
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
So, I will link it in the chat for everybody, in case they want to, you know, talk up, or actually see it, and hope an iPhone doesn't crash.
Screw you.
Anyway, I want to come over here. I will say the first one or try to pronounce the first one with my wonderful, amazing, stuffy nose. So if you think I'm saying something else, I'm not. The first one is Faulkner.
You said it right. I'm glad.
See, I actually like Faulkner. I like him a lot.
Faulkner is actually one of my favorite gym leaders in, like, the Johto region. just because he was flying. I'm like, wow, he's flying.
Yeah,
I was
and
a kid when Silver came out.
Pidgeot was my man back in the day. Then it went to Zatu and Noctowl. So, you know, those were the two that I used to use a lot. Or three that I used to use a lot within the games. And, well, yeah. Since they are all flying and normal types, except for two of them, one of them is a dark flying, the other one is a psychic flying, what would you two suggest we use against them?
I don't know, I was just thinking of basic Pokemon that could, obviously the instant, what I came up with because my main guy that I use, electric-wise, is Magmortar, but then that outspeed Magmortar and physical attack him way too much, and he just wouldn't be able to handle it. And then after that, I was thinking maybe a Muk with Shockwave, but that'd get down. So I'll just say probably just go with any kind of base electric type that can handle physical attacks. I don't know, there's a few to choose from. Could go with a nice Ampharos.
What about my Zebra Man?
Yeah, or your Zebra Man, because your Zebra Man...
Looks like is actually really good. He's really fast.
Oh, yeah. I went through most of Black 1 with him as my main Pokemon.
He's got a 116 base speed, so he outspeeds a lot. He actually, I think his speed maxed out at 364, which is faster than a Zelf.
And can't he learn Fire Charge, too?
He can learn Flame Charge and up his speed, so just Flame Charge once. Now you got yourself a choice guard without the hindrance.
And you could also, skipping ahead a little bit, you could also use that exact same guy for almost all of the Pokemon in the next, we'll discuss that obviously when it comes to it, but the next leader after that, you could use him on as well.
Which, you want to introduce him?
Are we already jumping on to
him?
The next one is Bugsy. I love Bugsy. I mean, I love and hate Bugsy because sort of it goes from the first gym leader having like a Pidgey and a Pidgeotto, which are like level 13, to the second gym leader. I mean, the second gym leader, I think the Scyther was only like 16 or 17, but it just decimated everything.
Which
you couldn't just run in there and expect to win as easily as you did with Fogner.
I will state this, after fighting this tournament in the, what was it, a couple weeks ago when I went through most of them, this is what made me want to use my Heracross. Because I had to fight him.
Two words, actually, for the first two gym leaders, and this move I'm going to mention is going to help you out in probably this whole entire Johto tournament. Stone Edge.
Oh, yeah.
Get yourself a Stone Edge, something that can use Stone Edge, and effectively. Like Heracross is one that can. in Infernape, if you want to go with like top tier, Terrakion, but I don't really like talking about the really, really overused stuff. But just anything that can anything that can effectively use Stone Edge is what's gonna win you this easily.
And then let's see this Bugsy is, well, as you know, is mainly bug type. He has bug steel, bug rock, bug fight, bug steel, bug flying.
Mm-hmm.
So those are his types. And the next one, Fifan, I want to just say one word and see if you can guess it. Roll out.
Oh, that is Whitney, right?
Yes.
Whitney with the Miltank.
Shockingly enough, Miltank does not know that move, according to the Cerebri.
Oh. But Miltank knows milk to drink.
Yes.
That's a really weird way it drinks milk. But
and he's in the headbutt as well.
Oh yeah, Miltank's actually pretty good. He's really bulky, but just like in any Pokemon, I think if you're gonna run a team of three, especially in these tournaments, one of your Pokemon needs to have a fighting move.
Yes.
And if you want me to go with, I think fighting Pokemon, I recommend. I guess you do a Nogard Machamp. Dynamic punch and just confuse the crap out of them.
Oh, God, I love it. So,
or if you want to go a little different side, you can run a... not really different, but Lucario. I'm a really big fan of the special attack Lucario.
Lucario is a boss.
Who doesn't like, a no-miss 90 attack? That's really nice. So, and also, Togekiss works as well, because they can learn Aura Sphere, or like that.
and Air Slash, and...
There's a lot of Pokemon. Anything with a Focus Blast will work, but I'm not a big fan of Focus. I like Focus Blast. You need it, But that 70 accuracy really kind of can stab you in the butt sometimes.
Now, I'm going to ask this really quickly with Whitney and the next one. What would you say about me using a Kangaskhan?
Kangas, or maybe that could actually work. Although, what happens with, because I haven't actually used or seen it been used with Kangaskhan hitting ghost types with, but, say, a normal or a fighting type
he
move.
He getting hit him.
Has it just got, like, regular effectiveness?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can still hit him with a normal attack, so you get your stay. You get a double edge hitting a Gengar. Gengar's like, what the heck? Why did they hit me? You're like, we don't care. We're hitting you.
Just because I look down at Gengar, I'm like, he's going to die by my Kangaskhan. That was the first thing that popped in my head when I scrolled down.
Well, the fact that Kangaskhan can hit a ghost, and ghosts can't use their stab moves to hit him, is really nice.
Yeah.
And Kangaskhan can learn a fighting move, right? Or can he learn, or it learn multiples?
I think he can learn Brick Break, and I'm a big fan of Brick Break. Really big fan of Brick Break.
Yeah, Brick Break. He can learn Brick Break.
Now, I will state this with Whitney. Sorry to interrupt you, Steelzy, but be warned, if she pulls out the Clefable, make sure you don't get hit by Metronome. Because that will screw up your entire plan.
Or she'll just use self-destruct and kill herself, and we'll laugh.
Yeah. But anyway, I guess...
And,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Kangaskhan can also learn Crunch, so that would be extremely effective against, if you were using it, against, what's-his-face, Morty, is it?
Yep, which I was going to say, Morty. Do you want to explain him this turn?
Yeah, perfect way to bring into it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so he's got his Gengar, which is his, like, main running Pokemon, I guess, and that's pretty much, there's a Gengar, Miss Magius, or Miss Magius, Vanette, Dusknoir, Sableye, and Frostlass. So pretty much everything other than the Sableye could be knocked out pretty easily by, reasonably easily by a Crunch. But Sableye, along with, along with Spiritomb, one of those Pokemon that have no super effective moves against it.
Mm-hmm.
So when it has recover, like he's got on his Sableye, it kind of gets a bit annoying.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I used against Morty today when I, I said I'd beat the Top Extra tournament. My last tournament was against Ghost types, and I made a Chandelure. And as you all know, Chandelure has a 145 base special attack.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. So unless you're holding a Focus Sash or half sturdy, you're dying to a Shadow Ball. that's it. And mine has a 28 IV in special attack and a 30 in HP. And I choice scarfed it. I'm like, let's go first and kill everything.
That's crazy.
And I can learn Energy Ball as well, which is really effective.
Energy Ball. I mean, if you get Ghost, Grass, and Fire, and it... Actually, Chandelure can normal effect, I think, every Pokemon. I'm not 100% sure on that, but it's got counters. Every Pokemon does. But it can normal effect a lot of the popular ones. So Chandelure is definitely a Pokemon worth looking at. And when the Dream World one comes out, you have to get your hands on one.
I will make sure I do. Now, the next guy, which is Mr. Chuck Nasty. No, I'm joking. It's literally Chuck Norris from Pokemon.
Chuck uses Fighting. Right?
Yep.
Fighting type?
And I will state right away, his first Pokemon is one of my favorite fighting Pokemon, and that is Poliwrath.
Yeah, Poliwrath is actually, I don't think he's that good now. He's kind of mixed up and down. I guess no one's really experimented with Poliwrath ever. That's how I feel about him.
He's
got one of the best typings in the game, water fighting, two really good offense. And he can learn Hypnosis and Psychic. He's got a lot of crazy move pool. But then
if you give him Water Absorb, just put him with somebody that knows Surf. You'll heal him right back up.
Or what I've seen today, which I never thought of, which I'm pretty sure not a lot of people know, Pokemon with Aqua Jet. And you can Aqua Jet Poliwrath, and even though Aqua Jet would do a little damage, every hit from Water Absorb gives you 1/4 no matter what.
Uh-huh.
So Aqua Jet, which would do a little damage, will give him 1/4 back. So he gets a free 1/4 at the cost. So yeah, if it's a slow Pokemon like a Caracosta or a Samurott, you can just be like Aqua Jet or Blastoise. Even better, he's super bulky. Blastoise is going to heal him and then just like, you know, Focus Blast or, you know, Dynamic Punch or whatever you're going to use with him. But against Chuck, I would just use any psychic type. Will work perfectly fine. I mean, Maya Zelf easily just tears him apart. But if you want to go other psychics, you know, we mentioned Reuniclus last week, which is, I mean, he will be the thing to beat in competitive Pokemon.
Which,
but he's also the thing to use as well.
Yeah, which, you know, like I told FeeFan earlier, I was against using him because I thought he was too...
Yeah, no, he's beatable, but it's just, I can see him.
And he is now my go-to guy when I go to Battle Subway. He's what I use when I use both my DSs.
Yeah, he kills things fast. And then the last Pokemon I would use, anything that can fly. I'm a big fan of this old strategy called Gut Swallow. A Swallow with a Burn Orb, Aerial Ace, Facade. You got yourself a good sweeper who's super quick. So
what about... I'll say the next one, I'm going to just let Steelzy take it because of the first Pokemon. It's his favorite one.
Steelix. Yeah, so if you didn't guess that, that's Jasmine. She's got fairly cool, actually, no, she's got quite a unusual setup. Steelix, Magnezone, Fortress, Skarmory, Metagross, and Moal.
That Metazone is what screwed me over when I fought her.
The Metagross, that's actually kind of quite a... Compared to the other ones, that's a bit of more of an intimidating team. they can all... all of them can be taken out if you've got, like, a half-decent fire Pokemon that's quick, like a... if you had a Infernape, that would be quite good.
Yeah, Infernape will work. Who else do you think would work?
Charizard.
I'm just gonna say.
I mean, he's not overly powerful, but I just love Charizard.
Which, yeah, that's who I was gonna say is my Charizard. Especially if I'm doing a double battle, I'd have him and like somebody else in there just to take quick shots while he does the heat wave and just hits them both.
Heat wave is really good.
But
fireworks against them. But don't forget about how fighting tears them to shreds.
Yes.
And if you are confident enough that they're not going to use, you know, an air balloon or you're not against Skarmory, a ground earthquake, anything effective earthquake, like Excadrill, which he is, or Hippowdon, if you really want to mix things up.
No.
Because Hippowdon just can't die.
The next one we are going to introduce... FeeFan, I want to give you another riddle here.
Ooh.
Four kids changed the color of it.
Oh, my God.
Because they were scared that it would be racist.
It changed... I'm thinking of all gym leaders.
Think about what they did with Dragon Ball Kai.
They did a lot with Dragon Ball Kai. That was bad.
Let's just say Popo.
They made him black.
They made him purple.
Purple?
Yeah. And if I remember right, in one of the episodes of Pokemon, they changed Jinx's color.
Oh, no, they actually never showed Jinx.
Oh, I thought they always changed its color on them.
But I am actually stuck.
Okay, it's Price.
Oh, Price.
Because Jinx is on his team. Black. No, it was the Jinx thing.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about Price. Like, he's the one you're made I forget about. Probably because I hated him.
Yeah, me and Ice don't agree.
No, well, Ice actually is the worst defensive type in the game, but is one of the greatest offensive types ever. The most, I mean, what do people like to use? Dragons, they like to use flying, and they like to use grass.
I love to use my dragons.
Exactly, and Ice is just takes everything and just says no. Yeah. And it even normal affects some crazy types. it's a really good offensive type.
And I was going to say,
I had trouble beating it.
Wasn't it a couple gens back Ice was what was effective against normal types?
No. I want to say in first gen, you could use an Ice Beam on a Gyarados and it'd be super effective because they never inputted, you know, not very effective and super effective equals normal until you play Pokemon Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Which that kind of screwed me up when I was a little kid, but now I'm like, oh, perfect sense. So against Price, I would use, I guess, anything fire, especially how, if you're entering this tournament, we were to say rock takes care of two gyms.
Or fire two takes people. Care of three, if right?
Three. So any fire Pokemon is good, as Steely said, Charizard. I wouldn't really go Charizard on this because ice is almost like the Charizard.
Yeah.
It's Flareon.
Flareon, I'm not a big fan of Flareon. You know, Flareon will work here.
Hey, hey, my crazy Flareon that, you know, we have made up now is amazing. So, you know, rest, sleep, talk.
Move.
If you want to go a good fire type, I would
move
say...
Move pool-wise, it's not very broad. It's
yeah, that...
Quick
that's
and up. Hard hitting.
Mm-hmm. No, we already said Infernape, so, let's see, we can go with Chandelure that I've said earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, Chandelure
which,
will definitely.
I was say you
hard.
Already stated you wanted that in your team because it can learn a fire move, can it?
Anything that can learn a fire move and use it effectively.
And
will.
You were going to use that against another gym leader as well.
I already did. I used them against Morty. So Chandelure will actually work great, and you can use Energy Ball.
Mm-hmm.
So Energy Ball will work against Blister. The next gym leader. It's need ground.
No. Next one is the one that thinks they're better than Lance.
Or there's no one better than
Lance. She thinks she's better than Lance.
And that is Claire.
Which I just wanted to punch my 3DS screen, then I realized it was my 3DS. Because she came out, I'm the best dragon type trainer in the world. I'm like, shut up and go get Lance.
Yeah, I guess I'll let Steelzy handle Claire.
Well, pretty much. For at least half of her team, if you've got, like, I mean, your Dragonite's a perfect example. If you've got any kind of electric moves, you get quadruple damage on it. So that's pretty good. No, actually, for four out of... No, not quadruple. What am I saying?
Doesn't she use a Gyarados?
No, she uses Dragonite, Kingdra, Altair, Salamence. Right, yeah. I can't pronounce crap.
Stop thinking Assassin's Creed.
I was thinking Assassin's Creed because I was talking to you about it earlier. Leave me alone.
I don't know why I just went quite out of my mind and thought that electric attacks are super effective against Dragon.
I say Dragon's is super effective against Dragon.
Yeah, but you could use your Gliscor, actually. That would be good. Ice Fanging the mm-hmm. Dragonite, Altaria, and Salamence. And then...
I say, you know Dragonite's going to have to be in there. She will be using Dragonite, so...
Yeah. And then you've got your Dredigion.
Yeah.
I was
going to even try Dragon. To pronounce that.
It's just Dredigon.
But that and also the Garchomp, I'm pretty sure, is super effective against Ice as well. So that's like... Pretty much most of her team wiped out. Only thing left is the Kingdra. I mean, I know Garchomp is pretty fast and hard-hitting, but if you've got a wall like...
Gliscor,
the only move that it knows that's worrying is its Aqua Tail.
Yeah. I will say, when I went through this, I had Dragonite out first, and I just went, well, balls to the wall, and just Dragon Rushed everybody.
Dragon will definitely work. What I will recommend, if you're going to fight in this tournament... More than likely, you'll go against Claire, and Claire actually pretty hard to beat. You need a Dragon move because that Kingdra is going to come out. We all know Kingdra has high defense
mm-hmm.
and high special defense. Kingdra has it's just always been a good Pokemon since they ever made it. So anything I want to say, a Pokemon that can use Outrage effectively.
Oh yeah.
One that I'm going to bring up is Arcanine. Thanks to
Every time you all talk about Arcanine, it makes me just want to get one on my team now.
No, he's definitely good. He got access to Outrage and Close Combat.
Oh,
like
how does he know Close Combat? He needs Fist.
Pokemon like Infernape. No, you don't need Fist for Close Combat. The rabbit can learn it.
He can, you know, just do the Dragon Ball kicks with all four paws.
He just closely beats you down. And he's got a King Speed, so don't finish off the Kingdra. You can finish it with a King Speed. I mean, what is better than an Arcanine? That's like the best Pokemon right now.
I might need to go, check out what's going down with him, because I might be changing my...
He's definitely very good. And he's got Intimidate, which, Flash Fire is good for double battles, but
Intimidate's one of the best abilities, in my opinion.
If you want, especially how he can... I think if you use Intimidate, he might be able to beat Gyarados. Yeah, he can beat Gyarados with, like, Wild Charge. Thinking of Wild Charge, like... And Intimidate protects him in case something goes wrong.
I might have be to going attack. To do some catching later tonight. I just was looking up how to capture Growlithe.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta go find where this...
You're gonna want to get the close combat. I mean, his move pool, they expanded it even more. And Outrage, I mean, come on. Just come on.
I will state that I will most likely give it Outrage and Heat Wave.
I don't reckon anything special on him.
No special? Needs,
no, he's hard hitting up close in your face.
Okay.
So, anyway, I think that we cover all of them.
Yes, we did.
Woo!
Which now brings us on to the next thing, which I gotta leave that up so I go do that when we get done. We are going to do each episode now. Pick a type. We all agree on one type to pick, and we tell you our favorite Pokemon from that type. And because of what we've been talking about, my favorite is actually slightly changing a little bit. So, because, well, I always thought one thing can learn it, but it couldn't, and I think like I told FeeFan, I think I got traded a hack one,
mm-hmm.
which is why it knew it, so back for all the restrictions on the global trading network. So, this week's type is fire.
Woo!
Now, with that being said, who wants to start up with their favorite fire Pokemon?
I'll let Steelzy start since I've been talking way too much.
You haven't been talking that much.
I'm going to have to go with, probably so far at the moment, I definitely love Chandelure at the moment. Like FeeFan was talking about, it's just so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And type-wise, it covers its bases pretty good in terms of being able to attack anything that's going to come at it. That's probably my top. I'd say that's probably my top.
I got sad now.
Yeah, Chandelure is definitely really good, especially if you can learn Trick. So combo, you can like have choice back and trick them. But one Pokemon, my favorite fire type, who's going to be my favorite type fire type forever, I'm overly attached to this Pokemon, it's Infernape. You can't. I've won many matches I should not have won because of this Infernape. Like, there was one time I was fighting this Dugtrio, and I outspeed it, and I hit it with Flare Blitz, and I have, like, hardly any health. I take all its HP down, and I'm thinking, crap, I'm going to lose, because if I die from recoil, I lose the match. And this is a while back, and I'm like, oh my gosh, the HP starts going down. It stops at 4 HP. I get out of my chair, and I scream, because it was so epic. I'm like, yeah!
So it's like when you play Street Fighter, and you win when you shouldn't.
Oh my god, yeah. Basically just like that, but I could not believe I beat it. And the fact that the guy said, you know, he sent me a message, and there's no Pokemon who could probably outspeed my Dugtrio. And I outspeed it, and I hit it, and I one-shot it. It was amazing, and I'm just like, I'm the best in this game. I'm far from being the very best, like no one ever was. But yeah, Infernape is definitely really good, and when I get my Iron Fist Infernape, I'm going to tell you about this. I need to tell you about Iron Fist Infernape.
All right.
He gets, it's 20% more damage on punching moves, which doesn't sound like much, and there's not a lot of punching moves he takes advantage of, but there's one big one that he gets a boost from, which is Thunder Punch. His Thunder Punch, his Thunder Punch was made to beat Gyarados. Gyarados is his biggest threat. Like, you have to be able to beat Gyarados. Okay?
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
No, it's fine. Whenever I would Thunder Punch him in the past, it would only deal 40%, maybe. And I'm like, crap.
And he would one-shot you.
I need to be able to at least two-shot him. And then he'll use Dragon Dance, and then, you know, I do another Thunder Punch, because with a Choice Scarf, Infernape is faster than Gyarados after Dragon Dance.
Holy crap.
So he can get two hits in, okay? I'm like, Thunder Punch, Thunder Punch. I'm like, crap, I don't get anything. Then he goes Waterfall, 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 and kills my whole team. Like, it's happened 8,000 times, and I hate Gyarados. When I found out about Iron Fist, I'm like, I did some calculations. If they don't do any EVs in their defense, which they normally don't, even after Intimidate, you get, you can confirm 2-hit Gyarados with Thunder Punch as Infernape because of Iron Fist.
That's awesome.
So, I'll be like, you know, not no one will expect like that. Thunder Punch, die, get out of here. Because even though it's 15 more damage I get because it goes from 70 to 90, instead of 75 times 4, that's 90 times 4. So I'm getting a lot more base power.
Okay.
So that's all I have to say about Infernape.
Now, damn. I will say my favorite right now is Charizard, but I'm switching a little bit more, mainly because they changed his moveset too much since, you know, the last time I used him amazingly. And I can't trade him up from anything that I used to have because I don't have it. And I'm starting to lean more towards Arcanine from what you guys have been talking about. Because I love the speed.
Arcanine. You have to make an Arcanine, whether it's Adamant or Jolly.
Oh, I'm going to go catch him tonight. That's what I'll be doing after a little bit of Borderlands, I think. I will go catch a Growlithe and just train it. Or get Steelzy to train it for me, or, you know, whoever. To actually get
it. I ain't doing it for you.
I know you ain't doing it for me. You'll mess it up on purpose.
No, I know, believe me. Whenever someone wants me to do something with Pokemon, I do not mess it up.
I know. You get the best of the best. I have faith in you. You've always helped me in every other thing you build for me. But that, you know, I'm leaning more towards Arcanine, and I will admit that whenever I played and had the Infernape, I loved him to all can be. He was one of the few starters that I actually kept all the way through the game, besides Charizard. So, you know, I'll agree with the Fee fan on that one. I love Infernape as well, but Arcanine sounded a lot better to me right now.
Oh yeah, Outrage. I mean, Outrage Arcanine can't sound any better.
Oh no. Especially, wait, you did say it can learn Extreme Speed, right?
Yes, that's its pinnacle move. That's like the selling point, you know what I'm saying?
Let's say, that's what made me like it, because the other one I loved, like I said, was probably hacked, and, well, mm-hmm. It can't learn Extreme Speed, but this one can.
Yeah, the Blaziken that you said that was hacked, I never heard of a Blaziken with Extreme Speed.
Yeah, and I traded it on, I think it was Platinum, I traded it with somebody, or it might have been, I don't remember which game it was, but I traded it with somebody. And I got it, and it had extreme speed, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, Arcanine is the, I don't think he's the originator, but he's definitely the person who just broke extreme speed to unimaginable levels.
So how would you guys build him? Like, what items would you give him or whatnot?
Steelzy?
Well, sorry, what was this? I just totally zoned out. I was reading up about something about Gengar.
Oh, sorry. We're talking about how would you build an Arcanine.
Oh, an Arcanine. Oh, jeez, I don't know. It's been freaking... Let me just look up his move pool. I haven't used an Arcanine in ages.
They buffed him. I mean, he's been getting better and better every game. Like, but I think he's at his best where, like, his move pool expanded so much, it's insane.
Now, is he expected to be used by people, or do you think everybody looks him over?
I think certain people are going to look him over, but those people who do not look over Arcanine, who just keep going back to him, are going to find a use in him because he's got... I'm actually going to check him on Serebii so I can get 100% information.
You need me to link it?
Oh, no. I got this.
Okay.
He's got amazing attack, and he's got good speed, and you can... I mean, as I said, his good move pool allows for just many different variations of him. Like, as I said, you know, Outrage, Impulse Combat. But I'll let Steelzy go, because I'll tell you how I'll build them 100% to detail what Steelzy's done.
Yeah, well, depends. You can go probably, if you just wanted to go all out, like, give it everything you've got, you could, like, Life Orb them, give them, like, Extreme Speed, Wild Charge, you could go like Flare Blitz in close combat, or you could give him like take out one of those moves, whichever to your preference, and give him Morning Sun, which when there's no like weather conditions present, you get 50% of your health back, and if there are weather conditions present, then you get 25%
Right, yeah, 25 in rain, sand, and hail, but 100% in sunlight. So team them up with Ninetales. Yeah, so team him up with Ninetales, I think it is. And Ninetales will definitely make him like 30,000 times better.
Yeah. And yeah, that'll just combat the life orb. Otherwise you could give him pretty much like choice scarf and just alt speed like everything.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, he basically, I mean, that's Arcanine in a nutshell. He's got an epic move pool. The way I would build him right now, I would give him Adamant Nader, and I would, 2v2 attack, 2v2 speed, and, like, forward HP or something. And I would give him Outrage. That's, like, the number one move, since the move tutors can teach to him, and I was like, that's what I said. I was like, Outrage.
Not Outrage.
And he can also learn Dragon Ball, so just interesting.
Just find out my mic was muted.
And he can... He can learn close combat, or if you are afraid of people who use sturdy or focus sash, he can also learn double kick. For those who hate saying, "Oh, they survived sturdy" or some bullcrap.
Yeah.
But I
would find outrage. Let's go outrage, double kick, extreme speed, and flare blitz. I mean, you're gonna destroy things,
and you don't even have to give him a choice. You can make him jolly, and just. He's fast enough, he gets 317 speed. I mean,
yeah.
So much you can do with him. And I would give him, well, for singles, you give him Intimidate, no doubt. But for doubles, definitely Flash Fire.
Okay. See, that's going to be my problem, because that means I'm going to have one in each game now. Like, okay, you're on this game because you're going to be in the World Tournament. You're on this game because you're going to be my secondary Pokemon.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the... And he's also rather bulky, where one-shotting him isn't easy, unless you use like Earthquake or Stone Edge or something.
Yeah.
So, what about you, Kenzie?
Well, I'm listening to you guys because, well, I'm gonna have to build one. That's why I wanted to hear from you guys, so I knew how to build it.
Oh yeah.
And I'm gonna try to level it up as much as I can and get the EV set up right myself, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
oh my god, you're jumping into a whole new world.
Yes, I know. I want to try to get used to it with your guys' help. So, I'm not going to...
What did you say, Steelzy?
I was just saying I remember the first time I did that. That was my Kalista. Felt so happy.
This is the one Pokemon I don't want anybody to do for me. I'll catch a second one just because I want to make sure I get it right. And if I screw it up, I'll trade it over to somebody so they can fix it. With my second one.
I mean, I made an Arcanine in the past game, which was a bulky Roar Arcanine that basically was used for double battles. I'd have one Pokemon set up Selfrock, and he would just roar, 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 roar.
Wow.
It was dumb.
That sounds funny. That just sounds funny.
Oh, yeah. So, I guess what's next now?
What do you plan on doing next week? Or this coming up week in Pokemon?
I will steal take that.
Well, I'm going to be totally honest. I think that me and Kenzie need to get our stuff traded over because I'm still, like, real anxious and waiting for my fresh team to be traded over to my my game so that I can actually start using it. Going the battle subway and going
I say, don't I have everything on it on mine there right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I need to trade it over onto mine. So that, yeah, I can actually just play the game. I really want to try, because in all honesty, I've only probably done, like, 3 or 4, less than 10 just, like, random online Wi-Fi battles. And I really want to do that just so I can go up against, like, completely random teams and see how my guys fare against them.
And you know what I got to say? I'm going to start actually trying to do Wi-Fi battles, I think.
Here's the thing about Wi-Fi battles, especially the random ones. There's a rule set that a lot of the other players play by that isn't really enforced on the Wi-Fi battles. Like, a lot of people don't like when there's Drizzle plus Swift Swim. Because if you guys don't know why Drizzle plus Swift Swim is so overpowered, is because Drizzle, you guys know Rain, it gives a 50% boost in water attack,
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
and Swift
Swim double speed. So the water Pokemon are getting a double buff. Reason why Draught Chlorophyll isn't banned, because only grass Pokemon can get double speed, and fire types get the enhanced thing, so it's like it splits, while with Raynath, it's like only water. That's why that. And I think Thundurus is allowed, and if you guys haven't seen how OP Thundurus is, God.
How would you beat him? That's what I want to ask.
How would you beat a Thundurus?
Yes.
Run away.
That's how you beat him. Run. The way I would take a Thundurus, you would have to use a Choice Scarf Terrakion. You have to. And it's so hard to get a good Adamant Terrakion, because he's, you know, one of those Pokemon you'd find, like, you know, there's only one in the game. But anything, or any, like, rock would kill Thundurus, unless you're using stupid Focus Sash, I mean. But thing about Thundurus is he has Prankster. So he'll Prankster Thunderwave.
Oh my god.
And then after that, if you won't hit him, which you probably won't kill him, he's going to substitute.
Oh.
And then he's just going to be like, F you, I'm better than everyone. Because he is, and he can do that.
That just makes me sad, and I don't want to do it.
Like, but here's the thing, though. If you want good battles, I would go to Maryland.com, MARILAND.com, and you just, I think that battle threads, where you just post, hey, I want to battle, here's my friend code, and someone will join, and there's a rule set they play by. That's, you know, they don't allow those really OP Pokemon. You can say no Ubers, and Thundurus is an Uber, same thing with Excadrill, so you don't have to worry about that bullcrap. And other rules like item clause, which I'm big on that one, because I hate how Smogon uses like 5 or 6 leftovers. It's like, come on, people, there's more than leftovers in this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I hate when people do that. So and Maryland is definitely the place.
All right.
The thing I like about going to a site like Maryland is you can say, like, look, I'm new to battling. I want to, like, try out Wi-Fi battling. Can someone sort of battle with me and sort of show me the ropes and sort of help me learn things? And because most of the people on there are pretty helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Are they, like, a bunch of Fee fans?
No.
No.
There's not a lot of people like me, which is a good thing.
I know.
Explode if there's a lot of me's.
You'd be the end of the world.
I am.
Just make sure you don't reproduce.
Wait, say that again, Steely?
I'm saying exploding from too much awesomeness.
Maybe, I don't know. But, there's a few other things I wanted to mention that I've done that I, you know, we start talking about some Dream World abilities. I guess let's go back to Arcanine real fast. His Justified Dream World ability is not bad, but, I mean, it's Justified is a good ability because you can switch in on a Dark Pulse, you'll get hit by it, and you get 50% more attack, and it's like, what?
Oh, my.
Come on. But recently, one of my good friends is, I guess I won't mention his name.
Did you mention him before to me?
No. I've never actually mentioned this guy.
Okay, so it's not Ukulele.
No, it's not him. He's lives over in Atlanta, but I'm not going to mention his name just for whatever purposes. He gave me a female prankster Riolu, which is Riolu's Dream World ability, which becomes Justified for Lucario. So you just throw Lucario in on a dark type, and you'll use, you know, Dark Pulse or whatever. You can trick people if you can bait people. And Lucario will get 50% extra attack added to his close combat.
That's crazy.
Go away, says Lucario. And then I also was searching hidden grottos. I've been searching hidden grottos like nobody's business.
Yeah, I need to start doing that again.
You're going to want to, because I got a female regenerator Amoongus, and I also got a female
Amoongus Pendulum Regenerator?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
33% of its 400 health. And
that's not fair.
No, it's not. It's not meant to be. I also got a female Sheer Force Kingler, which I was really happy at first when I got it, but I realized scumbag Game Freak. They give Kingler the ability for Sheer Force. He can't learn Waterfall.
What?
Waterfall, he would break Waterfall so hard. But I don't even care. I want a Sheer Force Waterfall. They just don't know why. Like, That's like stab plus 33% added on the stab, and Kingler's 130 base attack. Pow! You're dead. Bam! You're dead. That's what happened. But, and then I also caught a female prankster Lifeheart. So, I actually thought of raising a Dreamworld Lifeheart because it can be prankster or Thunderwave, which is always nice. Priority Thunderwave just isn't fair.
That's crazy.
It can also prankster a nasty plot. So, like, it's got some potential. And then last but not least, something I was excited about and then I'm really mad about, I got a female Friendgard Clefairy. I was unbelievably happy about this. I'm like, dude, Friendgard will be so awesome in double and triple valve, you know, you take less damage. What I realized is whenever Clefairy evolves to Clefable, it loses Friendgard and gains Unaware.
What?
That I was like, I'm like, I hate
game. So you have to level it up with Everstone.
No, you don't. What happens is just when it evolves,
hit B.
Like it. No. I mean, Clefairy has weak base stats.
Okay.
But I can have a Clefable with good defense, can support my team, and have that friend guard where my team's gonna take less damage. I thought I'd actually be able to make something good out of it. You know, something other than Magic Guard, something different. Now, when
something
I see that
crazy.
It becomes Unaware. And if you guys aren't familiar with what Unaware does, it all the attacks just ignore stat changes. That's what I have to say about that. F you, Game Freak. Thanks for nothing.
Oh, that's funny.
Especially on a Pokemon like that.
I'm gonna admit it might have been pretty OP. I don't know how much percent damage less they take, but less damage is always a positive. And especially in, you know, like double battles against a Pokemon who is moderately bulky can make him more bulky. It's like, yeah, but no. Game Freak is the same people that gave Charizard and Typhlosion the same base stats.
Oh.
And the same people that gave it Fan Rotom made it electric flying with Levitate.
What? Right.
Yeah, I'm done complaining. I've
what?
Said enough.
I will state they took away one of my favorite moves for Charizard, and that was Seismic Toss.
Oh, you can still get it in third gen, but yeah, good luck.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's like,
but wait, with that, with Seismic Toss being like gone as a TM and a move tutor, it also is slowly getting rid of Seismic Toss Blissey's. Woo!
I can stop complaining now. So
yeah, so I mean, I think we can live with that. But electric flying with Levitate.
That's just stupid. What are you trying to say, Steelzy?
I was going to say, for the how you were talking about Friend Guard just before, it reduces damage by 25%.
Ooh.
That's crazy.
It's just not for you in, you know, the big competitive field, which is where I wanted it. I want to be
Just give us a metronome. Ooh. That's all you need.
Metronome. I want to wave my middle finger at Gamer, some of the things they do.
So, I can just laugh.
Yeah, I have quite a bit to say.
Anything else that you guys would like to talk about with Pokemon tonight?
I'll let Steelzy go, I'm pretty sure. There might be some things in his mind, maybe not.
There's something always on your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, I know what we forgot to mention.
What?
The Dream Radar.
Oh, yeah, that thing that I can't use.
What is, other than getting, like, the new forms of the Pokemon dudes, what does it do?
Don't ask me, because I'm tired of spinning around in my chair just trying to aim and...
I haven't actually used it, but what I think it does, you just, like, you know, spin around a chair and shoot things. And when you shoot things, you catch them. And when you catch them, they have the Dream World abilities, and you can transfer them back to your game. That's what.
Which steals them. I'm going to link you the Cerebri thing right now on it.
That'd be so good.
And with that being said, there is a new thing going on with it. Let's see. As some of you may know, over the summer, we revealed various special extensions for Pokemon Dream Radar, which gave access to three special levels with... which each gave Beldum, Slowpoke, and Hoothoot with their hidden abilities. These codes for which do not work in the American and European version. However, the special extension unlock commands have been have since been discovered by resourceful users on the internet. These type these on the main screen once you have hit start on the main menu. The first one is up, right, down, left, X, R, L.
Oh, is that the for the main screen of the Dream Raider?
Yeah.
Ah.
And man. Then the next one is up, down, right, left, Y, R, L. The next one is just crazy. I'm going to state that now. Is R, L, Y, X, left, right, X, R. Hold on, let me restart. R, L, Y, X, left, right, Y, X. They couldn't even give us the Konami code to use, which would have been amazing. You know.
Oh, you got the Konami code.
That'd be hilarious if they would have had that in here, but no. With each one, I think A is Beldum, B is Slowpoke, and C is Hoot Hoot.
Actually, I think all their abilities aren't too great.
I didn't look them up, I just saw it.
Bad. B-b-b-bad.
B-b-b-bad?
Yeah, like light metal, half the weight. Why would we want that?
I mean, Hoot Hoot,
what does he get
slash not power ability is pretty good. Tinted Lens.
Oh, yeah!
So now you're excited, huh?
That is pretty much the reason that I love, Yan Mega. I absolutely love Yan Mega with Tinted Lens, just because of how, like, it can just sweep everything.
Mhm. And also, I think Venomoth gets that as well.
Okay, that's cool.
Ooh. Mhm. Oh yeah, check Venomoth out. Quiver Dance, Tinted Lens, have fun.
That's crazy.
What's the? Oh, okay, Metagross or Beldum Slowpoke. Slash Metagross gets light middle, which means Pokemon's weight is half.
Pass. Next.
Slowpoke, I'm pretty sure, gets Regenerator. Now, let me just double check that. Slowpoke. Yeah, it gets Regenerator.
Ugh. Ooh. Ooh. Interesting. Very, very interesting. That's actually really good.
So you could have, Slowbro or Slowking with Regenerator.
Does it change, like, the thing that happened to Fifan change when it evolves?
Nope. It's the same all the way through.
Okay.
Well, Slowpoke evolves into both, so even Slowking has it?
Yep. Both of them have it.
That is amazing, because Slowbro with Regenerator is like...
Yeah.
Because both regular abilities are terrible. Like, online, no one's going to use Confusion, and no one uses a Trap, so why would you want... I mean, that's all I'm going to say about it. But then we see Regenerator, and there's hope now.
Yeah.
So you're wanting me to actually do that and spin in my chair and go catch one, right?
Spin in your chair.
I hate you all.
Spin away.
I'll do
See,
it.
That's why I need a 3DS. Because, I guess I'm a little more active, and I'll just spin. And I'll be like, yeah.
No, see, the thing I'm worried about is hitting everything on my desk and knocking it all over. That's the thing I'm worried about. Because I could just, push my chair back and it'll just keep spinning. I don't have to do anything.
I mean, it's a $3 augmented reality shooter. I mean, to be honest, I think it's a gimmick, but they give us good stuff.
Oh yeah, and if you play on a certain or with certain games in your DS, you'll get the legendaries from other games as well.
Yeah, multi-scale Lugia.
Which, it just makes me want to go out and buy the other games now.
I actually have in my house. There's access to all games, so if someone on this chat room were to send me one of their 3DSs.
You want to tell them your address?
No.
Get a flaming pile of crap?
I'm not going to send address and then have, a bunch of people hack or do, send me a bomb in the mail. I'm not that paranoid about it. I'm not going to send my address because this ain't my house, so it's not mine.
How about this? You set up a PayPal account just so they can donate you the money to go buy one.
Dude, if I can get donations to get a 3DS, I would love everyone. Actually, how many people we have with us?
One. Me and Steelzy. Actually, Steelzy left. So, just me. But don't worry, we're going up on iTunes and Hopefully we're going up on iTunes, if I can figure out the website, and we'll be on both of Steelsy's and my personal YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And also yours, if you can save it on your phone and upload it from your phone.
I don't do things like that.
Okay.
I'm too good for that.
Gonna save your Dissidia gameplay on there?
Yeah, I only have one match. I wish I could have played, like, recorded more. I just never thought about it.
I say, how does that even work? Like, does it record it and upload it automatically?
As long as you have, like, an SD card.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, you gotta have a little cable.
Okay. Oh, so the connecting cable from the...
Yeah, connect from PSP to computer, and you just transfer it.
Like, see?
It's easy. It's the most easiest thing I've ever done.
Game Freak,
one of the easiest.
You need to do that with Pokemon, so our battle record...
Pokemon doesn't have, like, a way to transfer the battle videos.
No, but it has a wireless thing, so you can connect to your PC to use the internet off it.
Oh. See, like, I mean, the way my internet works is I have to, like, change the coding in it.
Well, that's what the connector does. It runs it off the actual computer.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not actually having to worry about what setup it's in. From what I understand. I could be wrong, but, you know. But do you want to explain... I forgot what we're talking about now.
We're talking about Dream Radar.
No, we got off of Dream Radar for a minute. The battle recorder. You said you wanted to talk about that. I forgot.
I did. But there's one thing I love about the battle recorder. And obviously it records battles. Derp. Okay. You can have epic battles. That's cool, you know. The big thing I don't like about it... It can only have, like, one local match and, I think, one online match. And that's it.
See, that's why I wish you could transfer it.
Why? Like, I don't understand, like, there's a lot of epic things that can happen to Pokemon.
And you want to save all your...
And, I mean, I've had a lot of funny battles. I had a good battle against, you know, my friend Hicks. And, you know, and then I can't save them all. And I'm like, why? I want it all.
You gotta have it all.
I want it all. I want it now, but I can't. And that thing I don't like, you know, saving one battle.
Understandable. Now, if Game Freak would be listening and they would find a way so you can connect your 3DS or DS to your computer to get that file off there, how happy would you be?
I'd be a lot happier than I am now.
Game Freak, you need to do this.
There's a lot of things Game Freak needs to do.
That's number one right now, besides my, MMO on the Wii U.
No, number one thing is give Flying Rotom another ability other than Levitate. Come on. Come on.
Okay, after that, I want my Pokemon MMO on my Wii U. Come on, man. I want to state this. If they would do that, think of the DLC value for each region, since they want to start showing that they have download content for everything. You know, you would buy one region, and then have to download the rest at a separate price.
I'm starting to hate the DLC era, though.
I am too, but that's one way they can get into it.
We'll get into that on another talk thing. This is about Pokemans.
But if they would somehow come out with something Pokemon on the Wii U, what would you think they would do?
Probably like another Battle Revolution type game, I think. If anything.
I will state they're, you know, due for the, what is it, Colosseum-style games for the 5th Gen. They don't have one for 5th Gen.
It would be nice to get something like how you guys played Colosseum, right?
Yeah.
Like on GameCube, how you have a Battle Arena mode.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have the adventure mode.
I actually have my GameCube box of that GameCube still.
Dude, you know what I found yesterday? I found that I had Colosseum, and I even had the bonus disc that gives you a Jirachi.
Oh my goodness. You got a Game Boy Advance still?
Yes.
You have the Kinect wire?
No.
I do.
I couldn't find it.
I got one around here.
Like, I mean, it only works for Ruby Sapphire
and
Emerald.
Yeah.
So,
that makes me sad.
But still, I still have the disc, and it's still awesome. That's all it meant.
Yeah, I mean, if you got like Ruby or Sapphire or Emerald, then you could just be like, boom, trade that onto it, and then
transfer it up.
Transfer it up through the gens.
And then restart, and then start Ruby and do it again and again and again. It sounds like a really good idea, but I can't find my Ruby version.
And you need your wire. Which, you know, you should be able to get that online pretty cheap, too.
Well, one of my friends has one, so it ain't a big deal.
So, so you're winning a Colosseum-style game, and then also the story mode that was in the Colosseum.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way you would tell them to improve it?
I would say make all the trainers rebattleable. Like, that would be nice.
Steelzy.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Steelzy's cutting out.
I know.
Sorry.
I hear a video playing.
Wait, what were you saying, Steelzy?
No, it was a video that was playing.
Oh.
I heard my voice in it, so I'm just like, I'm not
sorry,
talking.
Yeah, I was just trying to multitask. I had my mic muted, though, I thought.
So is there anything you would change, Steelzy, in the Colosseum-style games and then the story mode version of it?
I'm going to be honest, I never actually played Colosseum. I played a little bit of Battle Revolution, and I liked that. But, yeah, I didn't like the fact that it was just like, okay, let's go from battle to battle to battle to battle. Like how I've seen in the Revolution, how there is an option of a story mode, that would be a lot better.
Yeah.
Especially with the updated graphics.
I would hope they actually redo the models this time instead of just keep using the same ones. Because I think they've used the same ones since the 64. Sorry for keep interrupting you.
That's all right. And I was going to say, also the ability to upload your teams that you've got on your handheld and being able to sort of import them into the game, I thought that was really, really creative. So having that feature definitely would be a plus for me.
I will state for me, the one thing I want to see come back is from the original stadium where you can play the game on the TV. I love that. That was my favorite thing.
How would they do it now?
I don't think they will either.
Yes.
Well, with the Wii U, you have to control the gamepad.
Oh yeah, you're right. They might be able to do that. That'd be interesting.
I would love to have that happen because, just think about what instead of looking at a tiny little screen, you're on the big screen. You know.
Yeah, and you can just use the gamepad for like the touchscreen
stuff. Oh yeah, I think that would be fun. I think that'll get more use out of the actual game, and the game would sell more than actually just being a stadium game.
Yeah,
that's true. That would be actually kind of cool. But I would definitely like a story mode with if you played XD Gale of Darkness.
Yeah.
It had a even
actually that was the GameCube that I have. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all the Pokemon that were the Shadow Pokemon that trainers had that were evil Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Once you got rid of their shadow moves became exclusive moves. Like, you had Extra Sensory Articuno. You had,
I feel bad for not having that game anymore.
Yeah, you had, Lugia got Psycho Boost.
I will admit that the story mode was actually really hard on that, in my opinion.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. When you fought the final boss in XD, he had all Legendary Birds and Lugia.
And you just stole them all.
And yeah, Tyranitar hurt you, and yeah, you had to steal them all if you want to catch them. And, but the coolest thing was some random trainer has a Baton Pass Swellow.
Whoa.
That would be epic.
Oh, yeah.
And you can just transfer it back over to your actual GBA game?
Yeah, you transfer to the when you beat XD, you transfer, you got an option where you can transfer. And when you transferred, and it was like a trade. You have to trade with your DS.
Okay.
Your Game Boy Advance. And then you can transfer, and then, anything on the Game Boy Advance games can just climb its way up to 5th gen, so...
That's just crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of special things that were really cool, and they're, not bringing it back.
And I'll say the other thing, and it was either the first stadium or the second stadium, they had, a battle tower, didn't they?
Actually, Colosseum and XD, you had, a 100 battle thing you have to do. Got a 100 win streak, and in Colosseum, if you got the 100 win streak, you got a Ho-Oh.
Which, just these simple things, if they would take the time and make for the actual game instead of just rushing out a Colosseum game where you get a stupid free Pokemon for beating all the stadiums, I think that would get them more money in the long run, and the game would actually be played more.
Yeah, that's what you need, players.
Because... Heck, you remember when I told you I rebought Battle Revolution, right? And I went to play online. It was just utter crap because everybody's just using one-shot kill stuff, and most of the time
they're
it's...
Not, like, enforcing, because, you know, they're not kill moves are broken.
Yeah, they're not enforcing the rules that, well, of the subway, like the battle subway or mm-hmm. other special things in the actual DS games. They're not enforcing those rules.
Yeah.
One thing about Battle Revolution that its online did good that no other online is ever doing right now is it had a ranking system, but the ranking system was hidden to the player and players.
I did not know that.
So whenever you play online, you were fighting, like, when I first started online, I fought, you know, little kids who had Palkias and stuff, and they couldn't handle my Infernape because, you know, they weren't EV'd in their, you know, crap. But eventually, there's one time I kept winning and winning. I'm like, yeah, I'm winning, right? And then all of a sudden, I fight this team. This guy had Garchomp, Aerodactyl, Metagross. And I'm like, I look at his team. I'm like, this isn't a little kid. This isn't.
It's a 30-year-old man.
This has
been playing Pokemon since day one.
Yes, yeah. And he beat me, and I was happy. Because I fought a challenging opponent. It was a close match, but he beat me. He had two left. It was still close, and it was still fun.
I will state, when I did play online, that's before I knew anything about EV training and anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always stuck at the little kids with the, you know,
Palkias,
yeah.
And stuff.
It's just like, I hate you all. Leave me alone.
But yeah, but once I got to them, and then I lost to that guy, and then I played other people who had good teams, and I'm like, man, this is awesome. I'm playing all these good teams. So that's what's really cool. I think a lot of games should do that. Like, Smash Brothers didn't do that. I guess I'm
getting Smash Brothers.
It, but...
Well, it has Pokemon in it.
Mm-hmm.
But that,
but,
you know,
I kind of want it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I won't get started on Smash Brothers because...
I'm just saying, if you don't... If a game doesn't want a ranking system, have one where you can hide it.
Yeah.
This way people can play...
And not know.
You know when you play something good.
Oh, yeah.
Numbers don't mean you're good. I mean, yes, it does, and it doesn't. Especially when it comes to online games.
Especially nowadays, because people thumb drive, break the ranking.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, online numbers don't. You know, a number for your rating doesn't mean anything. But, actual... So, I mean, I think if I didn't see numbers and I played someone, and I'm like, wow, they're really good, it'd be more satisfying than beating someone like 15,000 rank points. That's just me, though.
I'm just hoping for, you know, that stadium-like game with extra features in it. That's mm-hmm. what I'm hoping that comes out next year sometime. Mm-hmm. Because right now, it just feels like they're milking Pokemon and don't know what to do with it.
Well, I think they did a really good job with White 2, though.
Yeah, they did.
Added a lot of things.
They did a very good job, and that's why I'm hoping they have that stadium game coming, you know, with all the extra features.
You don't know if it's after mentioning the electric flying with Levitate Rotom, who knows what's going through their heads.
They're going to have a fire water type. That's the next one, fire water.
Hopefully. We don't know. I would like that. But, oh well.
Anything else, anybody?
I think I'm done.
No, I think that's pretty much it.
So if you want to hit me or FeeFan up, FeeFan's actually, Twitter's on the image, which is at FeeFan88. Mine is actually at KenzenCrease. And Steelzy, what is your Twitter, if you remember?
At Mr. Steelzy.
And there
just,
you go.
Just like MR Steelzy.
Which, yeah. I think I might be updating the image next week so it just has all of our Twitter stuff on it.
There you go. Sweet Twitter's the way to go.
So that way you can tweet us, ask us questions throughout the week, tell us what you're doing, and I think that'll improve the show, actually, in my opinion. We'll get more fan interaction that way, and don't forget, if you do share this on YouTube, hashtag it in PokeTalk. That way we can try to get this trending, man.
Yeah.
So, bye from Kenson.
Bye from Steelzy.
And I'll see you later, MeffyFan88.
I mean, Haterade.